What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
And is getting ready to carry out today's Treasury Bills auction. This was after it received some significant requests from commercial banks for today's activity. George Riafe has the rest of the story.
Persons close to the bond committee have told Joy Business that they are going ahead with this auction because under the country's laws, they've already gotten Parliament's approval for this exercise. That is, when it comes to government raising funds locally to finance the budget deficit, as was approved in the 2024 budget. They described the bits that have come in so far as interesting. The committee argues that they are looking forward to carry out the necessary settlement on Monday after today's auction.
And that was George Riafit there with the report. Now, the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, has announced the plans to start rating performance of related sector ministers in a new barometer survey. According to the association, this will expose the performance of various policy initiatives undertaken by sector ministers and their impact on industrial growth. President of the AGI, Humphrey Nyim Dake, disclosed this to Joy Business that this will be done quarterly in a new business barometer report.
What we call the barometer report every quarter, and they will put together a methodology to rate the implementation of policy impact, the resources deployed by the state for the particular minister to execute its ministry through its agencies, and see how impactful each minister is. Are they being lazy? Are they only traveling? Are they really achieving results? So we rate it so that the presidency, besides all his structures, industry will also rate the ministers to demonstrate to him whether they are really working or they are just wasteful to our country and our cause of action of growth.
I'm Frank Nyim Dake, the president of the Association of Ghana Industries. Now, let's do some agriculture story. And the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana has disclosed that supply of fertilizer to smallholder farmers is still a major challenge in the agri sector. The association pointed out that farmers are unable to purchase fertilizer under the Planting for Food and Jobs Phase 2 due to higher prices. Speaking to Joy Business, the executive director of the association, Bismarck Norty, said issues of quality of fertilizers is also a major challenge.
Another issue that normally confronts our farmers has to do with the issue of accessing input. And here I'm speaking about fertilizer, both organic and inorganic, the numerous agrochemicals, and then the quality seed. The access of these particular things are in different folds. So on one breath, you are looking at the quality of this particular input, and then you are looking at the pricing of this input. How affordable are they for the average farmer to buy? Then you are also looking at the other services that a farmer will require to ensure that he or she is very productive.
And that was the executive director of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Bismarck Norty, there speaking. Now, the dean of the Faculty of Accounting and Finance at the University of Professional Studies, Accra, Professor Isaac Bwedi, has emphasized the need for increased collaboration between universities and corporate institutions. He highlighted that such partnerships are crucial in enhancing the skills of students, building networks, and achieving career stability. Professor Bwedi made this known at a forum organized by auditing firm KPMG to mark the International Accounting Day at the University of Professional Studies.
We are in a world that it is a usual accounting in terms of reporting and measuring numbers or interpreting numbers and figures. But it's also about reporting in terms of carbon footprint of organizations. And it's a platform for our students to learn what is happening globally.
And that was Professor Isaac Bwedi, Dean of the Faculty of Accounting and Finance at the University of Professional Studies. Let's do some other stories. And in a bid to ensure businesses play their part in achieving a sustainable environment, policymakers and other stakeholders have been urged to prioritize sustainable frameworks. In an interview with Joy Business, Dr. Isaac Mati, an ESG and sustainability consultant, called for strengthened policies to enforce sustainable practices in the economy. He spoke at the GEST and the Strategic ESG and Sustainability Impact Summit.
There are policies that we must make sure that work on the ground. So there is a disconnect. We need to have policies that will address the urgent problems we have in the country. Then we can talk about other policies that would help us in the long term. But for now, we need policies that will address the issues staring at us in the face. That is land degradation, water quality, and even air quality as we go along the line.
Dr. Isaac Mate is an ESG and sustainability consultant. The summit assembled policymakers and key players in the ESG and sustainable sector to discuss the role of businesses in achieving a net zero economy. Now, on our business journal for today, in the bustling market of Accra and Kumasi, women in the informal sector struggle under the weight of taxes, hidden levies, and daily expenses that eat into their already meager profit. Despite their contributions to the economy, these women face challenges those in the formal sector are largely shielded from. Through their stories, we uncover the disparities in the tax burden and operating costs faced by women in the informal sector compared to their counterpart in more structured environment.
At the Kantamanto market in Accra, Amafusia, a second-hand clothes seller, says despite the payment of taxes, they see little development. Here at the Kantamanto market in Accra, we pay various levies to the Accra Metropolitan Assembly. The 60 cities yearly tax paid to the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, the women say, is one of the many financial burdens. Beyond these visible taxes, the women say numerous small expenditures eat into their profits.
Apart from
these daily payments to headquarters, rent for sheds, and even fees are using market toilets. The Oxfam Inequality Report 2023 affirms the Kantamanto market in Accra is the hub for the sale of second-hand clothing. But Georgina Obain, who deals in thrift clothing at the market, points out the deteriorating quality of goods. Before 2020, we bought bills for 900 cedis. After the lockdown, prices shot up to 1,700 or 2,000 cedis. Rita Asantua, also at the Kantamanto market, expresses her frustration with the supply chain. The prices of clothes have gone up. We hear in the news that the economy is stabilized, but that does not reflect in the prices of our clothing. Emilia Asari deals in African prints at the Kejetia market in Kumasi. She imports her prints from neighboring countries. Emilia reveals the informal sector's lack of regulation leads to frequent harassment by security personnel and other authorities.
And I can say on authority that the people in the market, I don't want to limit myself to women, generally suffer a lot. Unfortunately, it is not written, it is not documented. Who are you going to tell that this customs officer took so much from me? There is no receipt even covering the money.
Florence Nagai points out the differences in access to basic amenities.
You pay for cleaning of this place, you pay for light, you pay for security.
You don't even know the security you are paying for. They come for the money. And then long run, people come and steal things. Yes.
Rita Asantua describes the physical and emotional toll of their work.
Not the first selection, now. We say we're a first selection, we're a second. No, it's a second, no, be a first.
The price of the bill is not worth the quality of the clothes inside. When we cut open the bills, we become frustrated and sad.
And your pressure.
The women in the informal sector are calling for a fairer system. For Joy Business, Mona Lisa Frimpong reporting.
And that was our business journal for today. And then the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am James Eshen. Now, before we go, everyday people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you would want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# as a new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payment, airtime, and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African bank. Game plan is next. Good afternoon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.